Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I've just been dealing with a lot of stuff. I found out I was pregnant last week and just been going to doctor's appointments and everything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, babies are blessings. Look at it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So I have you here today just to go over a few QAs. I know the last time we spoke, it was back on the 23rd of February, about a penguin call that you handled where you issued the refund after the customer stated he was being billed and that resulted in a written warning. Okay. On March the 2nd, you took a call for a rogue rig where the customer was calling in very irate about the end of trial charges. You began to explain the terms and conditions. The customer was still very, very irate, you know, making multiple bank threats, stating that they're going to sue and things of that nature, and that he'll dispute the charges. Are you familiar with that call?
Ooh, kind of. I've had a few like that.
Okay. Yeah, so on the call, you failed to enter a threat protocol, you know, to explain the terms and conditions and then go ahead and offer a 35% refund, you know, and so on and so on. And the customer ended up disconnecting. You did not call the customer back, which resulted in a zero for an autofill, you know, for ignoring a threat.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You know, anytime we do have a customer that calls in requesting a refund, we always do explain the terms and conditions. If a threat is made, we do instantly start threat protocol, you know, to try to stop from resulting in a chargeback.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, because usually we try to stop all chargebacks if possible. We'll rather just go ahead and start threat protocol and give the refund if that's what's required, you know, to stop that chargeback.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just, okay. I know some of them, my mind's just been everywhere. I know that's not an excuse, but okay. I know some of them, it's just if they make like little threats, you know, that's not considered one, but okay. So anything saying like, the dispute, and you said they said it was talking about suing?
Yeah, they were stating that they'll contact their bank and they'll sue, you know, make a threat, anything like that.
Just go ahead and start suing the 35 and 50.
Yes, ma'am. You'll go ahead and enter threat protocol or whatever threat protocol is followed on that script for that campaign.
Okay.
Yes, and then also on the 2nd of March as well, you had a Koala Brownstone call. You received a 90 on the call. The only thing you did do wrong on the call was you didn't give the product name. You know, on each call, we're always supposed to give the product name just to let the customer know, you know, what they're ordering or what they have paid for.
Okay.
And then yesterday I took a Koala Brownstone call and you transferred it to customer service. I'm not really familiar, you know, or know why you transferred the call to customer service. They were calling in stating they never received their product. You know, on Brownstone, we don't do any reships or anything. We just Google Doc it to have corporate go ahead and get those products out to those customers.
Oh, okay. Okay. So on the Koala ones, that's retention four, right? We do, we would do a Google Doc instead of hitting the reship?
For Brownstone.
You'll
do a Google Doc to ask them to go ahead and prioritize them the customer's order.
Okay. All right. And that's for Brownstone, just for Brownstone on Koala?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me write this down. Okay. So we do Google Doc. Okay. All right. So we can hit reship on the other ones. It's just Brownstone is the one we do Google Doc for.
If it's like dietary weight loss products and things like that, you know, you can reship that.
Okay.
If it's like a watch or things of that nature, you'll Google Doc.
Okay. And what about the scopes? Because I remember the one
person
calling
about.
Yeah, that is
the scope with Brownstone.
Oh, okay. Okay. So with, okay, I got you. All right, cool.
So yes, ma'am. So Right. So looking back on, I see on the 15th of January, you were issued a developmental coaching for closing your saves and no product knowledge. On February the 1st, there were a few penguin calls where, you know, you received the auto wraps. On the 17th of February, there were more auto wraps for Penguin. And then on the 23rd of February, that's when you did the refund after the customer has already canceled and were stating they were billed again, you issued another refund. So due to those infractions, today will result in a two-day suspension. So if you want to go ahead and log out for today, you'll be suspended for today and tomorrow. And on the 12th, you are able to return to work, but it will have to be in-house.
Okay.
So it will have to be, you'll come back on the 12th of March, which will be Friday. You'll have to result back in-house for your scheduled shift, and you'll be on a 60-day probation. So you wouldn't be able to do, you know, there shouldn't be any infractions within those 60 days.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so when you return Friday, just make sure you bring your computer and everything that's attached to that computer back in-house, and I'll have an email sent to you letting you know where your new seat will be.
Okay, all right, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you can go ahead and log out after we're done, and if you don't have any more questions, I'm actually done here.
Okay, all right. And on the thing, will there be a section on there? I just put on there they asked me to leave. Like, do I have to do the leave early, or do I just log out?
No, you'll just log out. I'll let scheduling know.
Okay. All right. All righty. And I'll be just looking for that email.
Yes, ma'am. We'll talk to you later, Lindsay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.